The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. In the second segment of today's show, again, I have Professor Crystal Walks Francis in studio with me. We are talking about the international appeal and influence of the Bahamas on global music. This is volume one in the anthology, the musical history title. Produced, composed, written by Professor Crystal Walks. After the conversation with Troika Han, I thought this was a great segue. We're still in the independence season. We're still supposed to be focusing on who we are and how we got here. And this is one of those discussions. I got a lot of music on the list today, and I got some information. But I want my guests to sort of join in, and definitely. And I want the professor to sort of give us some direction. Now, I'll tell you what I found. I found a really good write-up on Jordan Peele's movie Nope and the Bahamian influence on that entire production, and a focus on Bahaman, because I don't think we celebrate Bahaman enough. And I can say this. Let me put this on the table right now. Bahaman, you don't have enough bass in your music for me. I need more bass, right? But that's okay. You know why? Because y'all are superstars still.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, one of the country's biggest bands ever. And let me just say, Jordan, contemporarily, the largest influence.
Yes.
Right? Contemporarily, because I don't think we could weigh the 21st century, like I don't think we could weigh the end of the 20th century coming into the 21st century the same way we weighed the Gombe period, right?
Correct.
Because all of the dynamics are different.
Very different.
The political dynamics are different. The social dynamics are different. The way music is made is different, right? But I'm going to say contemporarily, without a doubt, Bahaman supposed to be the most celebrated musicians in the country, and we're going to delve into why. Why I'm going to say that. But producer, play that first song from I Wanna. The Crystal Walks Francis is a professor. I love getting on professors' nerves. So I want you to play that. The last thing I just sent you. Have you all heard this yet?
From Poggy to Yellowtail. Jellyfish to kill a whale. I jump in my dinghy boat. I hit on down the coast. I need them fish it by. My kids gotta eat and die. So I do what I gotta do. Take some fish back to make some stew. I've been in this trade long, and I was made strong by my father's said. He said catch fish, it'll make you. Once you got a bed in line, son, you will be fine. Just keep an eye out for the floating groupers passing by.
I'm a proud man.
That's a Bahamian artist named Heath X. And he did it's not just rock, right? It's like emo grunge cover of I'm a Boatman. Mm. And I just want to say that KB was in studio with us a few weeks ago. I want to say, but KB, look here. That cover bad, man.
What does he think of it? Has he heard it?
I don't think he's excited about anybody who's excited about it to do something with it, right?
Right.
I'm not sure if we got to play it. The last name was on the list, but I'm not sure we got to play. We played another cover, rock cover by the same artist.
Okay.
Right?
But we actually do quite a bit of covers for Bahamian songs. I love them.
I'm telling you, and look here, it's a little joke, but still, I could imagine we get a lot of European descent Bahamians who love rock music. Like, that's the core. So to have the doors come together, my Bahamian experience, Bahamian music done in a style that I love.
You have a lot of Bahamians who love rock music.
Well, Bahamians of African descent also. Because let's remember, at the end of the day, when we go back to the beginning of the day, Africans are at the root of both country and rock music. These are things. We born them. And we share them. I mean, sometimes people take things and you can't stop them, but that's not the point. The point is they are things. Okay, Professor, how you felt about that?
I like that. I thought that was very, very interesting. It's it will bring that song into the hearing of a totally different audience. So
I didn't get the clip, but last night I didn't get the clip because BTC, me and you, we need to go see Irka together. We need to go see our marriage counselor together. Because this relationship ain't waking out. And that's why when I saw it, there's something across the island of New Providence. A lot of people are complaining they have to restart their phone to be able to. So I was on a walk, found a clip, couldn't save it, lost it, right? You know what the clip is? An opera performance of I'm a Boatman. An operatic performance of I'm a Boatman. I want to say to those young, because young performers, I want to say congratulations.
Yeah.
Good on you. Right? Because that's going to bring it to another audience as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so producer, play the next song. I tell you, I'm going to upset this I haven't been in school in a long time. The Pete Rock CL Smooth track. Now, again, I'm 49. So if you know, know.
Reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October, a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes, now I hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beatings.
Professor, the intro to that song, first of all, do you know that song, the song here?
I know that intro.
But do you know the song, the hip-hop song?
Yes, I've heard
it. It's familiar to you, right?
Yes, very familiar.
That was a classic. I mean, that was a banger. That was it. That era, that genre, that space in hip hop was just beautiful, right? That New York sound. But the intro, that very beginning, that's Bahamian. Not sampled, not interpreted or interpolated. It's a clean cut sample from beginning of the end.
Oh. Okay.
I think from I think one of their tracks
we were talking about earlier. Beginning of the end. Yeah.
So there's a Bahamian DJ, DJ Ampero, government name, Arthur Gibson, right? Super cool dude, phenomenal DJ, wide breadth of music. He's doing a music series, and that's one of the little tidbits that he shared. It's a clip, you can find him online on Facebook. Search DJ Ampero, Arthur Gibson.
Which song is it from?
I can't remember the song it's from.
I'll have to go back to my Beginning of the End album.
Yeah, I, in fact, maybe in a break, I could find his clip because he says where it's from in the clip. Maybe I could even play it online, right?
Okay.
But DJ Ampere is also a music historian, right? And he makes awesome local music playlists and international music playlists. Okay, so I wanted to play those. Because I don't think Bahamians ever perceived that Bahamian music would be used in that way or treated in that way. And for me, so seamlessly, right? Like it just fit. It's just perfect. Heath X and the grunge covers, they just work as if the music is ethereal, right? And its purpose is to be interpreted in any way. Okay, so let's get to Bahamian.
Yes, please.
Let's right, so we're looking at page
64 of volume 1. And basically I have a listing of all of the Bahamian songs that have been used in international films.
Mm-hmm.
My Father, the Hero.
Which was filmed in the Bahamas, 1990.
That's Congeniality.
Oh, no, let me tell the people what the song is. Right, so for My Father, the Hero, the song is Oh Father.
Yes.
Miss Congeniality, Get Your Party On. Rugrats in Paris, the movie, 2000, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Right.
Now, Who Let the Dogs Out has been featured in at least one, two, three, four, five.
At least,
films. Let's go straight to them. Rugrats in Paris, the movie, 2000. Bubble Boy, 2001. You know, I'm almost certain I remember hearing this song in the movie, but I don't remember. I can't recall it now.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamian was in Men in Black too.
Mm-hmm.
Who Let the Dogs Out? The Hangover. Yes. I mean, which is a cult classic.
Yes,
they're in that as well. And Life Happens, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
So there's like 16 songs listed here, but there's more. This is just a sample. But
yeah.
And a lot of these songs, a lot of Bahamians don't even know because there are only certain Bahamian songs that are played.
Yeah. Right. So for instance, did y'all know that Bahamian are in the original Shrek 1?
Mm-hmm.
Shrek 2001 with the song Best Years of Our Lives?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think I even knew that was them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they are in Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
With the song Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Big Fat Liar,
mm-hmm.
which move it like this, and I'd say, yeah, hold on, I remember that. American Wedding. The songs
Common.
Summertime Girls.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's why the series is so important,
wow.
and it needs to be in school so kids can know.
Absolutely.
People can know. Adults need to know.
Yeah. Well, man, call back. I was getting ready to come to you. Please call back. Now, if you are a musician, if you got some music history, if you've lived abroad, see, this part of the book is not just exciting, it's personal to me because when I lived abroad,
mm-hmm.
Bahamian music, I mean, I was just excited for any Bahamian content. Like, I don't even think ZNS was online then, but if it was, I would have been the number one ZNS watcher, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so for Bahamians in the diaspora, knowing this, I mean, mm-hmm. it makes you feel so much more confident in the space that you're in when you see yourself and you know that's you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
And this was actually one of my favorite chapters to write.
Uh-huh.
It just went like a breeze because I teach film studies, I watch a lot of movies, and so making the connection between Bahamian music and all of these international films that it's featured in.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go there.
Okay.
Let us go there. Okay, so we have...
Page 58, it opens with the very well-known Exuma or Tony McKay, but a lot of Bahamians don't know that he had a track featured in an international film. And the track is You Don't Know What's Going On, and that has like a rock feel to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the film Joe, 1970.
Right. So let's start right there. 70 to 2023. Jordan Peele's movie Nope was, now this is an AI overview. It came from about three or four different articles.
Okay.
Jordan Peele's movie Nope was significantly inspired by the music of Bahamian artist Tony McKay, also known as Exuma. Specifically, Exuma's song Exuma the Obeah Man served as a key influence on the film's development. Peele described the song as having a, quote, haunting and elemental quality, close quote, that resonated with him while writing Nope. The song is also described as an anthem for the film's central family, reflecting themes of honoring the underappreciated and forgotten figures in history. Producer, let's prep that caller, let them know in a second. The film also uses Exuma's music to build a connection to the Haywood family legacy, referencing their ancestor, a Bahamian jockey, and the unknown black man in Ed Muybridge's early moving pictures. Now, when I saw Bahamian jockey in this write-up, I thought, are they talking about Larry Demerit? Right? Like, is this another real life link? Call, I come in right now. Give me 1 second. Peel aimed to highlight the underappreciated figures of history, which he felt aligned with Exuma's own legacy. Yes, definitely underappreciated, definitely. If you all know the catalog. So then we go back a little bit, the catalog of Tony McKay's work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just phenomenal. All right. The music of Exuma with its trippy sound was seamlessly integrated into the film's soundtrack, particularly during the scenes with the characters OJ and Emerald. Furthermore, the film's composer, Michael Abels, drew inspiration from Exuma's music when creating the score, especially in the final act. The score includes elements of Hollywood, Western pastiche, and large-scale action music, with Abels also bringing a fresh contemporary sound to the action genre. All right, we're going to stick a pin and go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Green and the guest. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Hey, just a quick question, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come in the Bahamas, right, we never jumped on that? Remember when FUBU and hip-hop became popular, they came named as like FUBU and Sean John? In the Bahamas, we was never able to capitalize on that by infusing our Bahamian culture into like the clothing line. That would have been interesting.
Listen, and it's not off the table. I mean, now we got local companies. I can call off these two young people doing big things, Bahari and YNG, right? Y'all mm-hmm. young, keep doing what y'all doing. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't make muumuus my size, that's okay. But the point is, right, like, it's not too late for that.
Sean John really jump off. Sean John and FUBU and all them. Hip-hop really set them on the map.
Yeah, and so...
We should have jumped on that at that time, or you think... It might be too late because...
No, it's not too late. But what we need to do is... So your local brands need to find and pick the most talented musicians and creatives, right? They need to have a little think tank around them. And then they produce a concept piece, and we just need to link them with an American or European or an African, right? Or even South American... Mm-hmm. designer, a brand that's very popular, and then they merge at that point. It's still possible. And what I was already going to call the cruise port, about 14 ideas I had this morning, I would bring someone like the cruise port in, right? Because you need to figure out how to make it as visible as quickly as possible to as many people as possible, right?
So my second comment is, yeah. Right? You think that the government, not this particular government, I'm not hitting on this government, but any government... A past or present, right, is doing the best that they could do for the musicians, local musicians.
No.
Because most musicians, let's be real with one another right now, right? Because it makes us lie about the situation. They die broke, busted, and can't be trusted.
Okay, so I tell you what's happening here in that space is that we have to rework the models. But to rework the models of how we make and sell music, we have to rethink the culture. Right? And a part of it is the culture is stagnating us. But it is possible, right? But we just have to realize a couple of things, right? First of all, whose tourism is it? Who is it for and who produces it? Conceptually, who imagines it, right? And then who brings it to life? Until those parts are totally in our hands, then we're going to be in this kind of quagmire. However, it appears as if we have some partners in the tourism industry now who are prepared to open up, right, access to Bahamians in their own Bahamian product. I can put it just like that. So all of these things are possible. Like I tell you, I'm getting ready to call Nassau Cruise Port now. I see them in the Nassau Guardian talking about Made in the Bahamas, the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port, right? That's a locally produced goods festival at the cruise port. I can let you know when I write them the letter.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. And so we go back to that note. Exuma's catalog of work. What you got to do is you got to give yourself at least an hour to sit online and you just search Exuma. When you find something, you just keep searching. It's like every time you find a new album, it opens up a rabbit hole to new albums. People are uploading music constantly. Unfortunately, sometimes people are turning their list private. You may find it this week and next week you don't find it anymore. So if you have the capacity to download it when you find it and store it on your device, do that. I mean, the things I've found from people's personal archives on YouTube is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get back to this list.
Yeah.
We are on page 59 mm-hmm. of this chapter, chapter 6, Flame of the Islands, 1955.
Mm-hmm.
So as early as 1955 or even earlier, was Bahamian music featured?
Being featured. That's the earliest I could find.
All right. 1955, mm-hmm. Flame of the Islands was filmed on location in the Bahamas, and the plot is centered around the adventures of a young woman from New York who is the mistress of a wealthy man who is much older than she is. That might as well be a Bahamian story. I'm just saying. Oh, wow. She quits her job,
mm-hmm.
decides to use her windfall for an investment involving part ownership in a local nightclub type. This movie, man. Mm-hmm. Yvonne DiCarlo, who would go on to star with Sidney Poitier.
To co-star with Sidney Poitier.
Okay.
In Band of Angels. That's one of his movies that not a lot of Bahamians would be familiar with.
Mm-hmm. The first time reading about it in your book.
She was his co-star in that movie.
Okay.
And so I don't know if that caused the connection with the Bahamas again, with, you know, Poitier and herself.
All right. But Island Woman, next, 1958.
Yeah. I bet a lot of Bahamians don't know that some of our local musicians from that time were actually starring in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because Maurice Duvalier and Becky Chipman and Blind Blake, they were in this famous movie called Island Women, 1958.
Where could we find a copy of that?
Oh, it's been lost.
Ministry.
Somebody has it, I'm sure, somewhere. Yeah. Like you said, those private collections. But in terms, that needs to be in the archives.
And as someone young, one of my biggest disheartening moments about so much parts of Bahamian culture, not just in film, but in music, in theater, mm-hmm. and all the things that we do. First, this book is wonderful, and I need one. But we don't document what we do.
Yeah.
And so much of what we accomplish is lost.
Yes.
So as popular as Bahamian is, why is there songs I don't know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's like the generations after me. Thankfully, I got to get some pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But now the generations after me will have no idea who that is. And
well, they will now because it has been documented. Yeah.
And so it's going to cause there to be a little bit of gap even mm-hmm. in the music that they produce, because now they don't know that they can sample these different genres of Bahamian music for when they do their own creative things, so that they can have these resources to pull from that can still keep the culture.
Go on.
And that's my hope, that, you know, this series will make younger Bahamians aware of what has been done. And mm-hmm. they can now go in and, you know, change it and recreate it and
reimagine it
in a new way.
Yeah.
I like that they said that in the camp, that they will allow the youths to be able to do that as well. Take this thing, this yours, and now you make it relevant to you and your culture and your mm-hmm. time and your preferences and what you like. And
even if you're like mumble rap, we can learn to accept it because we love your little shirt.
As long as the beat's good behind the mumble
rap. Once it got bass. Good morning, Carlo.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
I just would like to propose that your guests speak to a name, Albert Williams.
Mm.
I think he was popular in the 1920s. He was one of the first black men to appear in movies. He was of Bahamian extraction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And did a tremendous amount to contribute to the development of film and music throughout the world. Also, James Weldon Johnson, the Johnson brothers, crafted the Lift Every Voice and Sing, which you played earlier.
Yes, yes.
Also of Bahamian extraction. I think if we're going to tell the story, we need to start at the beginning so that we can have the full impact on the importance of Bahamian's contribution to the music. Also, my father was very much active in a lot of the productions, including the James Bond films, when they were produced here, Freddie Munnings Sr.
Yes, my
brother Raphael Munnings, Funky Nassau, has been featured in a number of movies, as well as different genres throughout the world. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, yes, so we did feature, we talked about Bird Williams.
Is that Freddie Munnings
Jr.? Yes, it is. Talk to him.
Sir, I am happy to inform you that all of those,
He's listening.
The names that were mentioned just now are all featured in Volume 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the covers of his father's music, all of that is documented.
Producer, I want you to play for Uncle Freddie. I want Federico Scavo track, Funky Nassau, Eat More Cake Remix. I like it. Did you make that remix for me?
Mm-hmm.
Who likes to eat more cake than me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. This is, so Federico Scavo took Funky Nassau and he made an EP with about 5 or 6 different remixes
mm-hmm.
of the song. He's a DJ for different crowds, different vibes. Y'all listen to this one. This is my favorite of the EP. You can just hear that jungle. The horns. There you go, there you go. I can't play the whole thing because I got plenty more songs I want to play and plenty more book that we have to go through. But let me just read from page 25. Egbert Burt Austin Williams, a renowned comedic actor. Burt Williams was born in Nassau, Bahamas, but immigrated permanently to the U.S. in 1885. He met George Walker in 1893, and they formed the most successful. They created vaudeville shows and theater productions that were extremely popular and well-received by the American public, because Bahamians have mother's wit. After Walker's retirement, Williams joined the Ziegfeld Follies Review in 1910 as the sole black performer. He was also an accomplished musician, and he was under contract with the Columbia Recording Company between 1901 and 1922. He made nearly 80 music recordings. And that's from the Ziegfeld Follies 1919 album liner notes.
And I have that album, actually.
Why you tell me that and I have to come to your house and keep it? Your Honor, that's called abetment, encouragement. She make it and cause that to happen. Anyway, you know, and that's the space right there, right? Like, we have to figure out how we could get more copies of all of these things mm-hmm. because I'm a book lover.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why somebody stole the book. Like, deep in my heart, I understand why you thief my book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, but mm-hmm. I also love you for loving it that much.
Right.
We got to do the same thing with music. Okay.
So he, Mr. Munnings was saying that the music of his brothers and so on were featured, and that's Blues Brothers 2000.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Funky Nassau.
Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
Performance. Mm-hmm. And, like, for young people at the time, to hear Erykah Badu perform it, and you know it's Bahamian, right? Like,
right.
Her performance didn't take the Bahamian out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What a time to be alive. Just as we go to the break, I have a text. Said, Pigeon Forge, my daughter went to school just down the street in Maryville. Love the place, Smoky Mountains. I'm telling you, it's a vibe, man. Mm-hmm. That's our, I don't know what, maybe we separated in the big tectonic shift. That's home to us too. We're going to a break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We'll be
call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers,
for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri joining me in studio. Chris and Rodrika Ajua Colley. Now, Professor, I want to upset you some more right now. You know this? So, there's a track I'm trying to get the producer to play by T.O.K. called Money to Burn. Now,
good stuff right there.
You know that?
Of course.
What's Bahamian about that, madam?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't know what's Bahamian about that? Okay. You know who Johnny Kemp is?
Just Got Paid, Johnny Kemp?
You don't know Just Got Paid?
Yes.
Friday night.
Yes.
Party's jumping.
Yes.
Feeling right.
Yes,
anyway,
yes,
I was a VH1 MTV teenager. Mm-hmm. When that was on? Okay, so this is the rhythm produced from Just Got Paid.
No, don't get it twisted, I'm just being plain. Wanna stay in your mind with lyrics and get in your veins. If you got a ton of here,
there you go. I just had to play a little Professor because he'd be in class right now. You can't be playing too much booga booga jump up music.
Right.
But so Johnny K. Kemp in the 80s, going into the 90s. Some people call him a one-hit wonder, but I think that detracts from his influence on music and artists in the space at the time. Mm-hmm. Johnny Kemp's brother is Fire Fox, right? Or the Fox Band. They were playing in Grand Bahama.
There's the Fire Fox Band.
Fire Fox Band in Grand Bahama. Let me tell you all something. When Johnny Kemp would have written this song, this may have been like, or when it became big in the U.S., that may have been at the tail end of something so phenomenal. Let me tell you why Grand Bahama people have such an attitude. Mm-hmm. Because they used to be the capital of nightlife in the Bahamas.
Yes.
That was the place to be in the region, in the Caribbean, in the Americas. Grand Bahama.
And all of the artists are documented in the series as
well. Yeah, and that was the place to be. So in 2003, when I was living in Andrus and they only had 6 internet line and you could only use 3 of them anyway, I discovered that rhythm, and that kind of boosted me. That kept me from just jumping on a mailboat and sailing back to Nassau, right? To hear Johnny Kemp's music through all of the different songs on the rhythm. I know it as the Just Got Paid rhythm, but it is officially known as the buy-out rhythm, right? And that song we played was by T.O.K., Money to Burn. So let's go into chapter 4, page 34, Global Music Inspired by the Islands of the Bahamas. Here's a lyric from Nassau Crystal Waters by Irving Burgee. I hear Nassau calling me. Nassau Crystal Waters washing through the sand. Graceful palms are swaying as if to some mystical band. I want you all to know that that's how the tourists feel when they're getting on the plane, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're getting on the plane to go to the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the songs referencing the Bahamas, 1969 Bahamas scene, recorded by the Coconutters on Johnny Hawksworth's Caribbean Sound on the DeWolf label from the UK. Right?
And if you go through all of the listings of each of the songs, you'll see the country that it was produced. So you got Germany, Italy, France.
Britain.
Yeah.
UK, Latin disco.
Mm-hmm. Synthetic pop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's inspired a lot of different artists from a lot of different genres as well.
I have to find for y'all It's Better in the Bahamas, 1986, by the German group Madbox.
Mm-hmm.
They have a song called Banana of Bahamas from a label in France. Mm-hmm. One called Blue Bahamas from a British dance band. Producer Les Prep that call. Bahamas Melody from the U.S. Bahamas Samba is a samba. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, good morning, caller.
Camp was not related to Foxfire.
Okay. Give me the history, Fire, cousin.
No.
No, give me. Use my cousin.
Fox, Wendell Johnson. Johnny Camp, Wendell Johnson, Johnny Camp, we went to New York together to sing I'm Wendell Johnson.
Mr. Wendell Johnson, now that you're my good cousin.
Well, Belinda Wilson is my sister.
And me, it was cousins all the time.
Yeah. So yeah, we weren't related. But Johnny, he shoot off and he got a deal and we didn't, and the rest of our group didn't get a deal.
Ah, okay.
But, yeah, but we took him to New York with us.
But hey, look here, y'all park when you see him, park him. He's still talking, that's all. But
no, he died.
He's know. Deceased.
Oh,
yeah.
Johnny Camp died in Jamaica. He fell mm-hmm. on some rocks in Montego Bay or something
while he was on vacation.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow!
Quite recently as
it
well.
Was sad.
But how many members of your band are still alive, sir?
Almost everybody.
Oh wow! I'd love to have an interview with you,
man.
You
know, listen,
Kiki is in Florida. He's kind of sick. Joseph Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
And then we have two members still in a Freeport, and we have Doc here mm-hmm. in Nassau, and I'm in Nassau right
okay.
at the moment. And then we have Donnie Fox, who's the East.
All right. Sir, yeah. could you do me a favor?
Sure.
I would like to transfer you to the producer.
No
if you
problem.
Could give me some contact information okay. so that I could have you on again, even if we can use Zoom or telephone
yeah.
if you can't make it into the studio.
That would
no
be
problem.
Great.
I'm here. I'll be here for a while.
Absolutely. So hold the line.
Sure.
You'll be transferred to the producer.
Thank you.
All right. Professor, we have booked our next date.
Yes.
For our next show. Wow. I'm telling y'all, the stories I hear from Grand Bahama, I understand why Corinne Mitchell didn't let me go off the side porch. What a time to be alive. Okay. We got songs referencing the Bahamas, songs referencing Bahama,
mm-hmm.
like Bahama Mama. We had four or five different versions, one by IT coming out of the UK, one from Spellbound mm-hmm. coming out of Europe, one from the Four Aces in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Bahama Moon, Sing Bahama Mama, songs referencing Bahamian. Bahamian Sun, Bahamian Sunset, Bahamian Merengue, Bahamian Melody, Bahamian Woman. One even called Slavery in the Bahamas, 2011. By, wow, U.S. publication. Songs about Abaco, Abaco Fever and Regatta Time in Abaco by Gary Hudson. Hopetown Saturday Night. Wow, by Gordon Wynn. Listen to this. By Gordon Wynn on Island Country featuring the Rockers of Wills Point, Texas.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
And the genre is country.
There you go.
So the whole CD is just country music inspired by the Bahamas.
What? See what I'm saying? If young people knew
right.
this, how much time, where you could see yourself, the space that we occupy, not just in people's minds, but in their memories mm-hmm. and their experience.
Yes.
The sense of confidence.
Right.
The sense of self and the sense of belonging in the world that young people would have, right? They wouldn't crave to be a global citizen because they would understand that the Bahamas is not just a part of the globe,
mm-hmm.
that we built
yes.
this globe.
Exactly.
Bimini songs. My dear cousins in Bimini, I know you all just be mad at me the way that I critique some of the things happening there, but let's put that aside for the moment. We got Bimini Gumbe coming out of the U.S. by Percy Faith and his orchestra. Bimini by the Kingston Trio. Island of Bimini by Lou Douglas and his orchestra. Bimini Run by Dick Wilson and Jimmy Carroll. Bimini Rum by Henry Lecker, Essan Orchestra Bronze. That's a Latin pop coming out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Bimini, Bimini Man by Australian vocalist Shirley Abikir. I need to hear the song. I need to know what this Australian woman mm-hmm. saying about Bimini Man. Why
yes.
you want to make this woman fall in love with y'all like that?
Right?
We got Bimini by Japanese composer Tetsuji Hayashi.
Mm.
Bimini from Bimini by Terry Woolman on Nova Records. I think the album is called Bimini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bimini released by... on Power of Three Blue Note label. Bimini by the group Menuets. This is a rock song, mm-hmm. Bimini Twist, Bimini, Bimini by Larry Shepherd and the Islanders, Bimini Road by Moon Boots on the Bimini Road album, La Bimini from Japan. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Bimini, y'all taking the cake. Mm-hmm. We got Cat Island Recordings. I want to say good morning and a shout out to Andrew Jones and Spirit House.
Yes.
Have you met Andrew Jones?
I have not, but I would love to.
But I can make the introduction. Andrew Jones has a small like hotel mm-hmm. and recording studio on Cat Island.
Yes.
Morning, Andrew. Andrew let us stay when we visited him. We didn't spend a night in Boston when we was doing a thing there. Yeah. Songs about Elutra. Listen, the Spanish Wells album, 1999, was released by the British musician William Topley on the Mercury Record label, USA. It was recorded in London and mixed at Compass Point Studios, Nassau, Bahamas. Now, somebody out there, we need a documentary on Compass Point,
mm-hmm.
on all of the music and all of the artists, right? Because that may be the closest thing to the Gombe era.
Yes.
Compass Point, like what was happening back then.
Mm-hmm.
Songs about Inagua. Inagua by Homer Dennison and the Night Stream by Louis Sandoro. This one's coming out of the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. Little Inagua by Hans van Rijswijk. That's how we don't pronounce it.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. We got songs about Meaguana. I didn't think you were real Meaguana, but 2007 Meaguana Isle. Meaguana by the group Antilles Mayores from France. Meaguana by Michael Hammond. And we're talking 2007, 1975, 1983, respectively. Meaguana 2020 by Shane Affinity and Adam Morris on Sundance. This one.
Malaysia.
Coming out of Malaysia.
Yeah.
Meaguana Fantasy Band coming out of Austria. Come on. Now we got some songs about Nassau. We know about Nassau. I saw in Nassau. Yeah. Cha-cha-cha. Mm-hmm. Nassau cha-cha-cha. Junkanoo Holiday by Kenny Loggins.
Mm-hmm.
Junkanoo from the album Junkanoo by Barbara Dennerlin.
You know Kenny Loggins from Footloose?
Oh, no, I know. I just didn't want to age myself. Footloose.
I watched that as a child. That was one of my dad's favorite movies, yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Loggins. And so we owe it to future generations. They could develop an authentic sense of self, sense of place, sense of time, and sense of belonging. Okay. Wow. Andrew Jones again, Junkanoo, Bernard Pierre, It's Junkanoo 2012. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now back, well, let's see, it's 11:52. Professor, what would you like to touch on in the last few moments? I just opened up a page and I have to say this. Children of God, 2009. I am in that film, not visually, but there's at the very end of the movie.
Okay.
The radio clips you hear.
Yes.
That's me in the radio clip at the end of the movie. Children of God, 2009 film, directed by Kareem Mortimer, features music written and performed by several Bahamian artists, including Sammy Starr,
mm-hmm.
Tenille Tadab Burrows, Eric Mins, El Padrino, and the song by Monty G featured in the movie Bahamaland. I know I can't sing it the way he does, but it's "Oh Beautiful How You Are, Bahamaland."
Monty G is so talented.
Yeah.
Gospel artist,
yeah.
Reggae,
mm-hmm.
urban,
yeah.
hip hop,
a little bit of everything.
Bahamian.
Yes.
That boy right there. Mm-hmm. "Why Did I Get Married?" 2 features Ronnie Butler's "I Can't Believe It." Oh boy, Fire, the greatest party that never happened. You know, this one, the documentary. There were 2 documentaries about Fire Festival.
Yes. Mm.
That one there. Oh, and Fire Fraud, the second one is there. Into the Blue soundtrack contains a song called VIP, written by Dee Johnson and P. Carey for Clapboard Records. First of all.
And the Jaws movies as well, Jaws the Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
We got Flight to the Bahamas and Tagging the Conks.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to say Leah Enias is in Into the Blue as well, featured in that movie. She is more than an extra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
After the Sunset, The Bahama Hustle, My Father the Hero, License to Kill, another James Bond, Nighthawks, 1981, Never Say Never Again, Thunderball. Okay, Somebody needs to find me this movie, please. Mm. Banana Boat is produced by Frank Minea, the Dominican proprietor of the Banana Boat Nightclub. It was the first feature-length film ever created in the Bahamas and had a largely Bahamian cast comprised of popular musicians of the time, such as Tony C. Moore and Ezra Hepburn. Okay, here's what I'm going to need. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need the Independent Secretariat and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to start working on this project. Mm-hmm. We need y'all to, first of all, also partner with Ministry of Social Services, Broadcasting and Information, because I feel like the information is where the AI things could be. Mm-hmm. We need to scour Putin's internet. That's a broader than Beyonce. And anything that's Bahamian.
Yes.
Video, print, handwritten notes, everything. We need to be able to capture it and have it in one place. What you mean we can't just call up Fusion or whoever and tell them, Banana Boat Beat. We bring in 700 people to watch it.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds great.
Islands in the Stream features The Island by Jerry Goldsmith.
Yeah, that was the book written by Ernest Hemingway. He was a very famous American author. And he stayed in Bimini for quite a while.
Yeah. Do you think this movie, well, the novel, the movie, inspired Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and who that was, Kenny Rogers?
Possibly.
Yeah, because Jay Mitchell took that and did the best version of that ever, ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I love his version.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, you and Jolene, I always love y'all.
And I'm listening to y'all and it's so inspirational for me because I'm like, well, I wonder when my name gonna reach a book. I wonder when my name gonna reach a book. But what I love about it is that it gives Bahamians something to look forward to, something to know that you can push because this is a level you can get to and
this is
exceed.
A level. Yeah.
Because all of the restrictions that they would have had at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when we think about music and producing, we think about the access of how easy it may be for us now, but the limited resources and the limited exposure that they had, and that is how far they took that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what we can do with the things that we have now and the connections. And now we can actually tap into people all around the world.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait until someone comes to visit the Bahamas and fall in love with them. We can start sending out emails and going to places and going to concerts and making those connections for ourselves now so that this don't have to be a small book. It could be a whole shelf, a series, just documenting all the things we do.
Absolutely. Now look here, I am on page 60, I'm on page 65. The Cosmopolitan Dynamics of the Bahamian Music Industry pre-1970.
That's another show all by
together.
Itself.
I'm going to say this just as we close now because we got 2.5 minutes before the news break. George Moxey, a Bahamian pianist and the father of the musician Edmund Moxey, was born in Nassau but moved to Kingston, Jamaica in the 30s where he taught local musicians and was very involved in the Jamaican dance music industry until well into the 1950s. Let me tell you all something. I'm saying this with the utmost sincerity right here. Mm-hmm. We are very influential people wherever we go. I bet you all didn't know that Bahamians are also influential in the development of dance music in Jamaica, which would have evolved into ska, which would have evolved into the dancehall culture, the roots and rockers, reggae. Bahamians were there too. I just want to say, sometimes they ain't all good, you know, because Papa Doc was a Bahamian. And he had great influence. But I'm looking here. We got Tony McKay, better known as Exuma, worked in Jamaica for a period in the 1970s with the Jamaican reggae artist and promoter Clancy Eccles. Three of his original songs are listed on the retrospective CD recording Clancy Eccles Reggae Review at the Carib Theater 2001. His original songs, Stony Hill, Joshua, and Producer Man. Fabulous. And then I'm going to add one more name to the list before we go and you tell us what we're going to delve into. And the next time we come together, Josiah McKinlock. Josiah McKinlock is a Bahamian artist, huge in Cuba. I think he's an international artist with the most Cuban Grammys.
Oh, wow.
He played with the Wailers. He had a production and a music production and fashion production company in Germany as well. Unfortunately, he lost his due. He played with the Wailers, the biggest non-Cuban artist in Cuba. Josiah, we'll always remember you. Anyway, this is the end of Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Tomorrow, On the clock, we're going to be talking about a international health regulation deadline, and we're going to ask Ministry of Health, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, what y'all doing, what are we doing, what are we signing on to, and there's more of what's in the news. Thank you for joining me today for these 2 hours, Guardian Radio AM, and On the Clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned for The Foundation with Howard Grant.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.